Well, ladies, I hope that week one proved to be insightful and challenging for you, that you've turned on the light in your life. You're asking the Lord to search every part of the lies that you've believed, the things that have stripped you of feeling worthy of having significance, that you've thrown that stuff out, or you're willing to. You're willing to go on the journey of recognizing that I am not going to let culture, I'm not going to let the enemy, who's a deceiver and a liar, to tell me who I am. I'm going to let God tell me who I am. I'm going to believe my significance and worth comes through what he says, his truth, his purpose for our lives. Now, today, we're going to focus on the lie of the performance trap. And here's what it is. I must meet certain standards to feel good about myself. I think everybody would raise their hand and say, yep, I've been there, right? We live in a culture where it's all about what we can point to in our life to show that we're successful. It's our career. It's our educational pedigree. It's the neighborhood that we live in. It's the car that we drive. It's the following that we might have on social media. We're all looking to meet a certain standard. And when we meet it, we're feeling really good about ourselves. But here's the problem. All of us are confronted with failure or disappointment. So what does that mean then when we don't meet the standard that culture or we've put on ourselves? Well, we're deflated, right? We're broken into pieces and we start to question if we're worth anything. So that's what we're going to tackle today, the lie of this performance trap, how the enemy uses that to derail us from our pursuit of the Lord or hearing God's truth, right? This idea that we talked about last week of turning on the light. Like, I have to come to a place of saying, God, I don't want to buy into this lie anymore. How do I put your truth in place of that? How do I live that out? How do I receive that truth? How do I let that penetrate my heart? So let's talk performance. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely have fallen into this many times in my life. There's a couple things that come to mind for me. I remember in high school, a lot of my friends were getting into some really tough universities. Like, the acceptance rate was pretty low. And I remember feeling like, oh man, I haven't been in some of those advanced classes they were in. My test scores weren't as high. And I just remember feeling this pressure of, am I even going to get into a good college? And just the pressure that I put on myself and just really feeling like, man, I just don't really have what it takes. These guys are just better than me. I just did not perform at the standard that I put on myself or that other people were putting on me. And I felt less than, and I had a lot of insecurity around that. Now, thank the Lord, I did end up getting into a great university that was the right place for me to be, and God used that in my life. But I definitely remember feeling like, in comparing myself to other people, I was not measuring up, and I had a hard time with that. Additionally, I had an older sister who was brilliant and smart and hard driving and successful. And I always was being compared to her. So talk about a performance trap standard. She was right there just 2 years ahead of me, setting a standard that I wasn't sure I could meet. And I just remember feeling like insecure and feeling unsure. Another example I have is I had shown some athletic prowess when I was younger. And so I was kind of seen as like the sporty girl. And I remember in high school, well, I was a freshman and they pulled me up to play varsity. And I was so afraid to mess up that I like completely sabotaged myself. Honestly, like I didn't go like full throttle in practice because I'm thinking the whole time in my mind, I'm not good enough to be here. I'm not good enough to be here. And so, of course, then I didn't play well. And it was just like a self-sabotaging thing. Can any of you relate to that? Where just the pressure of performance and results is all that matters. And if we perform well, then we're feeling great. And if we don't, then we just feel like we're a waste of a person. You know, for a lot of people in this performance trap, you either are so afraid of failure, you don't put yourself out there. Maybe that's you. You just don't take any risks at all because you can't stand the thought of not getting it right every time. Or some of us might just become prideful that we just are all about boasting about, well, look at this and look at this. This is why I'm valuable. This is why I'm significant because I had this GPA. I went to this school. I make this amount of money, right? It can go either way for us. But at the end of the day, the lie is still a lie, that our value and significance comes only from how we perform. But here's the truth, guys. This is what the Bible has to say about that. This is what we're replacing the lie of the performance trap with the truth of God's word. And the word that comes with that is justification. God declares us righteous, not because of what we've done, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus already did on the cross. So ladies, here's this moment where we've been trained culturally that it's all about performance. It's all about meeting the standard. And if we can't point to the things of our successes, then we don't have value or significance, or our self-confidence and our worth goes down the drain. But what the Bible talks about is this idea of justification, that it isn't about anything that we can do. It's only about what God declares. See, it kind of goes back to the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3, where the enemy twisted and got Eve to question the truth of what God had said, or the heart God had for them, and twisted it to be like, no, God's withholding from you. God doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't have your best in mind. So here we are with this idea of justification, ladies. We don't come to God, the holy God of the universe, saying, oh, look at all these good things I did. No, we come to God saying, I'm a poor, wretched soul. There's no righteous act that I could possibly do in my sin nature. It's all about God saying, through Jesus, you're justified. Through Jesus, you're declared righteous. Ah, that's so powerful, ladies. Look at Romans 5, 6 through 9. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Jesus, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. Do you hear that? Here's what Paul's saying. When we were utterly helpless, we had nothing to offer. Jesus came and died for us. Why? Not because we were good, not because we were great, not because we performed, not because we earned, simply because of his love for us. He chose to die for us while we were still sinners, stuck in our sin and our brokenness. So ladies, this word justification, how that combats the lie of the performance trap, is that God's love for us, his sacrifice for us, has nothing to do with how we perform, what we've done, what we've earned. It's all about his love and giving us the free gift of forgiveness and new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. A new life has begun. So ladies, even though, again, the idea of this, the principle of this, we might be like, okay, I like that. Justification's nice. It's nice that God just loves me and gives me the righteousness of Christ rather than me having to earn it. But ladies, when we're thinking about it in terms of our search for significance and value and worth and how we've lived under the lie of the performance trap, because that's what our culture is selling us, that's what we're up against every day in the world, then this idea of justification becomes a more powerful tool to free us from that lie, because we recognize that of all people, of all things in the world that we have offended, it's the holy God of the universe, and yet he doesn't make us perform in order to be loved. Now, there's people in your life, I'm sure, that demand certain things from you in order to be loved, but that's not how God works with us. Here's what McGee says in the book. The focus of the Christian life should be on Jesus, not on self-imposed regulations. Our experience of Christ's lordship is dependent on our moment-by-moment attention to his instruction, not onto our regimented schedule. Right, ladies? So part of this journey of releasing yourself from the lie of the performance trap is going moment by moment in obedience to the Lord, putting yourself at his feet, not saying, well, I got to do all these things. I got to prove all this stuff. No, just sitting at his feet and saying, thank you for the marvelous gift of justification. Thank you for loving me and providing a way out of my sin pattern through the love that you have for us and through the righteousness of Jesus that comes over me in my life. That's where, ladies, we can start to free ourselves from this bondage that we're in, that we feel like we have to perform or we have to do enough or we have to prove our value. That is not how God looks at us. Again, from the book, it says, how marvelous it is, justification means more than forgiveness of sins. In the same act of love through which God forgave our sins, he also provided for our righteousness, the worthiness to stand in God's presence. By imputing righteousness to us, God attributes Christ's worth to us. The moment we accept Jesus, God declares that we are no longer condemned sinners. Instead, we are forgiven. We receive Christ's righteousness, and we are creatures who are fully pleasing to him. I mean, can you see, ladies, just the beauty, the gift of that freedom? That when God looks at us, he sees the value and worth of Christ. The righteousness of Christ covers us, not what we've brought to the table. We can't bring anything to the table. That we are fully pleasing to him because of Jesus, because of this gift of justification. So ladies, let's recognize the lie of the performance trap, that we must meet certain standards, do certain things in order to be good enough. And let's free ourselves from trying to like prove our resume of why we matter, why we have value, and just recognize we matter because God says we matter. Because Jesus, in his imputing and justification of his righteousness on our life, we matter. Rest in that undeserved grace of Jesus this week. Be brave in exposing where you've bought the lie and walk in the freedom that Jesus gives us through justification. Ladies, let's replace the performance trap, that lie, with justification. You know, I said this last week. I'm going to encourage you to do this again. Think about the areas where you have tried to perform your way to value and significance. What are those areas where you feel like you're trying to prove yourself? And really, even honestly, ask yourself the question, when you've achieved the standard that you think you needed to be significant or to build your self-worth, how long did that high last? How long was it before the next situation came along that made you feel like you weren't good enough? Right? That should be an indication right there that our true significance isn't going to come from our performance, because that's going to be an up and down situation. We're going to be confronted with things along in life that we're going to be well-equipped for and things we're not. And so then if we don't perform well, what? We start over. We're back to point zero, where we're not worthy, we're not good enough. Now think about the times you failed and didn't meet the standard you thought you needed. How has that changed the trajectory of your life? Or were there things where you failed and then, you know, a couple of years later, something else happened and you had great success, right? We can't let the ups and downs of performance be the thing that decides if we have value or not. Ladies, that's the piece of the puzzle when we're turning on the light and we're really submitting ourselves to the truth of God's word and what he says about us, is recognizing we matter because God says we matter. We have value and worth and significance because Jesus died for you. You are justified. You are covered by the righteousness of Christ because of what Jesus did for you, not because of what you did for him. So I just encourage you this week, listen to this podcast, listen to it more than once. Let these words kind of come in, reread these scripture passages and think about the gift of justification and how that can combat the lie of the performance trap. And let's be free.
Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please consider rating our podcast. It's a simple way to help us reach more people. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.